بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear ladies, welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host, and again I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab. Welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right. I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies, and at the same time I'm teaching.
That's great. So there are many nations and there are many perspectives. Could we say that in the cultures that men are responsible for spending, it's better than the one that women are responsible? Or no, none of them are good. The one that goes 50-50 is the best one.
I would say the best way is the Islamic way. Financial responsibility is a crucial pillar for maintaining a healthy relationship. But Islamic principles are the ones that grant men certain preference and responsibilities, while women are relieved from those burdens. What I mean to say that men must actively seek employment.
It's their responsibility.
Yeah, they have to provide for the family, ensuring that all needs are met. Women are not obligated to contribute financially. That's the Islamic approach. Well, while the financial responsibilities of a family traditionally fall on men, women are not prohibited from working if they choose to.
Yeah, from being active in society, right, and making money out of it.
Right. However, it's crucial here to understand that women adhere to Islamic principles, Islamic guidelines while they're going out in the society. Maintaining hijab and modesty is really, really essential for women in any job, any form of job they undertake. So also avoid the jobs that conflict with Islamic values. I had a meeting with a sister, and she's so knowledgeable, so knowledgeable. And she told me that I happened to be talking about my son, and then he said that he was going to a particular institute. Why you stopped him from going there? I said, I don't know, I did not like it ethically and all. She said, yes, I also have the same problem from the institute, because I went there to teach and they told me you can't teach in a modest dressing. That was really weird for me. And the sister rejected the job, which is, mashallah, not everyone has the nerves to do that nowadays, because we're more after the material benefits than like what Islam says.
We take
says.
Everything materialistically.
Usually, unfortunately, because I would say we are blind to
the materialistic
this.
World, you know, notions such as capitalism, consumerism, wage slaves, all of these things are pretty much vivid in today's world.
And it was like, it was a language institute. It was not something like, I would say, a hotel or, where usually you see such women are made dolls, objectified, for example,
exactly,
at the stores.
So in Muslim Lady, we've had many episodes on women and the way they actively are engaged in society, the way they have to practice their passions as the job they want to do. But then now in our discussion that, whose responsibility is it to be the financial responsible person in the home? Then you mentioned the Islamic perspective that it's on men, on the shoulder of men. They're much more responsible. But then, honestly speaking, in today's world, then again, I have to mention this materialistic perspective that everything is defined through and with money. Like, I saw things and I heard things that they made me so shocked and surprised at the very same time. Before a family is created, like the husband, when he's searching for a woman to marry, one of his criteria is that she must be working, because she must be bringing her income and then share the table with me. Yeah. We both have to provide the money. So this was so shocking. See, yes, if someone gets to be voluntarily, if a woman, a Muslim lady, comes to be voluntarily engaged in the process of making money, that's something that could be called, okay, she likes this. But when you go and search for a woman, a partner, somebody's going to be your friend through the journey of your life. And then put it this way, set the rules like this, that she has to be a moneymaker. Now, this is very scary.
This is.
Because this is not what Islam has taught us. Then again, we have to put the question this way, that is the world changed or Islamic rules are not compatible to this new world or human beings are changed? You know, it's just a mixing amalgamation of all of these things. We go for a break and then we come back to discuss it more. Personally speaking, I don't have any problem with this notion that the newlywed couples have to create their own life, have to build their own life together.
Yeah.
This is the wisest notion you could ever hear. But then to set the rule in this way, that if she's not a moneymaker, then her value is less than the other, this is a catastrophe. Because in Islam, we do not ask the women to make money because she is delicate. She is this person with this very delicate nature. She has got some other responsibilities at home. And if she wants to come out forcefully, then her burdens are going to be doubled. And then she may not be able. She would actually break underneath all of these pressures. So how would you look at this problem?
I actually read out an article some 10 years ago. On a Kashmiri newspaper, and it said that the days are gone when boys marry girls. We are in the days when uncles marry aunties. And over the research she had in her article, she had depicted the reasons of late marriages, and one of them was because boys are not looking for girls. Boys are looking for jobs. From the girl's side, like they are not marrying the girl, they're marrying the job. The same situation that you said, that job is a criteria that a woman should be working and then only will get married to her. And unfortunately, that was a tragic situation. And we still have late marriages because of the same thing, because not every woman likes to work outside. At the same time, she has to manage home, family,
and
kids,
yes, and
look
at the
after
same
everything.
Time, everybody would accuse her of not being a perfect mom, of not being a perfect wife. Well, she's working for more than 10 hours. How do you expect her to be perfect in all the roles
she has?
She's
not a robot, right? She's not a robot.
Exactly.
So she's a woman, and you have to realize that. So coming back to Islamic perspective, Islam gave the primary roles. The primary role of earning is that on the shoulders of a man, and we are freed from this burden. I would call it a burden, actually, because it is, literally. And only working women know what I'm saying
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, if they're honest with themselves.
Yeah. So, but it never means, like, see, for example, if you're a woman and you're working and you are contributing with your own will, that's completely a different story.
Yeah, we're not talking about that because we're not against freedom of choice. Like, maybe there are some women out there who
you are
would
generous,
love to work.
You are generous. You want to contribute your money to the family. That's another story. But Islam does not insist to you, okay, if you're going out, now you have to contribute
this
to your family.
This is not your responsibility. Yeah. That's
your
what we're saying.
Your money is your money and his money is also your money. We have that freedom in Islam, alhamdulillah. Man's financial duty is not only to provide for his wife and children, but also to do so without expectation in return.
Exactly.
And that's very important.
It's their responsibility.
Yeah. And, you know, also we have this thing as well, unfortunately, in many societies, I would say, and that is like, you know, once gift is given, such as, for example, men give cars or any other financial things
gifts
to a wife. So once a gift like that is given, it no longer belongs to man.
Exactly.
According to Islam, okay? Because once you give things, it's wife's to keep her and use as she wishes to. It's now her property. Even exactly. your gifts yeah. are her property. Now, you cannot say like, okay, I have conflicts with you and I'm taking this keys of the car that I give to you. No ways. You yeah. have to ask for her permission, because the property you gave to her as a gift is hers now. So when a husband gives a gift to his wife, it becomes her property and he cannot reclaim it. Okay, men are expected to prioritize their wife's financial needs above external family obligations as well. For example, sometimes men, while performing this financial responsibility, they forget that wife is their major, his children is his major primary responsibility, and start spending here and there on relatives, on secondary.
Well, yeah, so he should first consider home.
Right.
And the inhabitants of that home.
Right.
And then go for other stuff.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
There is this responsibility of spending the money, of taking the financial responsibility that has been put on the shoulder of men,
right?
An Islamic perspective. So they have to prioritize everything to home and to the needs of the wife and the children.
Right. It's very good to be generous. It's very good to be, spending on others as well, like the relatives and other stuff. But they should not be your priority or your own family. That's not a wise thing to do. So Islamic teachings assign men certain responsibilities. This way a man will say like, it's a burden, right? But no, a man should see himself as, he should perceive this as a privilege. Prioritize the roles of wives and mothers more than prioritizing your job. Yes, we need some women out there in the society, like we need gynecologists.
There are some certain roles in the society that has to be taken out by, that has to be taken
yes.
by women.
There are some where we require compassion.
There's no objection over that. And we all women, we know that if we love to pursue our passion in society, to act actively as the person who's got this very important role in society, it's possible for you. But then when it becomes a rule in marriage that you have to work, when it becomes irresponsible, these are wrong. These are wrong notions that are religion
against. We should only be submissive to Allah. We should not be submissive to any job sector. We should not be submissive to any marriage conditions.
Yeah.
We should only be submissive to Allah and doing only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said.
I always say that a woman is not a slave, just like a man. Men are also not slaves. We all have been created free human beings.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has one of the attributes known as Razak, right? The sustainer. And when a man takes this responsibility, he is moving a step closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is gaining now that attribute. So it's not a burden on men even.
Yeah.
It's a privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and should be thankful for this.
And if you take steps, these steps of helping your family with having the intention that I want God to be satisfied with me and I'm doing this for the betterment of my family, then all the blessings that you were talking about, and God is the distributor of these blessings, all of them are going to be doubled.
Yeah.
So those people who trust God are going to have a better life, definitely and for sure. And it's not the matter of my wife has to share a part in this process of making money. No, it's not about this. If she wants, she has this freedom to go for it. But it's not her responsibility, because
it's better you look for an alternative job.
Yeah. It's her job to be a good mother. A good wife, she has to, a human being, she has to spend some time on herself. But unfortunately, today's world and today's societies are going through directions that God knows where they go. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear listeners. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.